Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Pinchas, Snake Mouth. Week 41, 6th Aliyah. On the 14th day of the first month, the Lord's Passover is to be held. On the 15th day of this month, there is to be a festival. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold the sacred assembly and do no regular work. On the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Numbers 28, verses 16 through 18, and verse 25. How can we see the redemption program in the feasts? The redemption program in the Messiah is marked in all the eternal feasts. This portion of the Torah first speaks of the continuing sacrifice day by day. That speaks of Yeshua's death, who was hung at 9 in the morning when the morning lamb was sacrificed in the temple, and died at 3 in the afternoon when the afternoon lamb was offered. Yeshua's death atones for the sins of Israel and the world in the heavenly realms morning and afternoon continually. Then it speaks about the additional Shabbat sacrifice that also brings to mind Yeshua, who had to die so that Israel can have peace in Shabbat and the world have peace in the seventh millennium after Adam's creation. Then it speaks about the new moon that reminds us of the first Adam's creation, the birth of the second Adam and his return in glory on a new moon. Then it follows with the annual feasts that also speak of the redemption program in Yeshua. On the first month, the redemption's month, God's Lamb came to be hung on the 14th in the afternoon, considering that it was according to the prophetic shadow of the Passover. The 7 days of the unleavened bread speaks of 7,000 years of history in which all can benefit from this sacrifice and get forgiveness of sins in heaven, thanks to the death of the truly righteous one who atones for the sins of all generations and all peoples. Thanks to his sacrifice, there is forgiveness for all, from the first Adam to the last man born. The first day convocation of the 7 days of unleavened bread feast speaks of the first redemption. The convocation of the seventh day speaks of the redemption that will come on the seventh millennium since the creation. The Feast of the Weeks speaks of the completion of the first part of the Messianic redemption and the beginning of the High Priest Melchizedek's ministry in the heavenly tabernacle. The first day of the seventh month is the day of the Messiah's return in glory with the first resurrection of the death and the beginning of the judgment. The 10th day of the 7th month is the end of the judgment when everyone will be rewarded according to his deeds and justice will be established in the whole world under the Davidic kingdom. On the 15th day of the 7th month, the celebration of the Feast of the Tabernacles begins. This feast corresponds to the wedding of the Lamb that will last 1,000 years. On the 8th day, the Feast of the Tabernacles will end and the new Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, will be settled on the new earth together with a worldwide everlasting justice. Then the Eternal will be one, and His name one forever. Blessed be the Eternal for having revealed some of His redemption plan to us. Shalom.